السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الزكاة مسائل It's very very important that a person he goes and finds out properly because Nobody in one bayan or in one majlis can give us all the masail now with regards to zakat. But it's important that a person himself, when he has to discharge his zakat, he goes and finds out properly, how must I work out my zakat? So as I was mentioning today, he said that when it comes to paying our taxes, then we employ the services of a bookkeeper, an accountant, work everything out properly, how much this tax we have to pay, that tax, to fill in all those forms, etc. So we employ the services of some bookkeeper, we employ the services of an accountant, and then we pay them also so much. We pay them so much to do our books, make sure everything is 100%, because we don't want to get into a problem with the revenue. But when it comes to our zakat, then casually the person, I took out some here, I took out some there, and he feels his job is done. He has to go to a mufti, go to an alim, find out that this is my situation, these are my assets, these are my liabilities, this is my stock, this is my cash on hand. How must I work out my zakat? Then you get the woman folk also. Now sometime the husband gave jewelry, he told her that time the value of the jewelry is this much. So 20 years down the line, 30 years down the line, she's still paying zakat on that value which they told her was on her wedding day. That's the value of the jewelry. Now the value of that gold has gone up and the person is not even finding out that now how much of zakat do I have to pay. And the ulama, the muftis, they don't even charge for their services. If we have to phone up there to the Jamiat office or Darul Ihsan or wherever mufti, whatever you phone up, you say, right, I got this many grams of gold. I found out from the jewelry shop, they weighed it for me, they told me this is the value. How much zakat do I need to pay? They will give you the answer, they don't even charge. But that we are lazy to do. But the bookkeeper will pay him because we are afraid of the arm of the law. But we are not afraid of Allah Ta'ala's law. Allah Ta'ala's law is just now anyhow it can be calculated. The other thing Hazrat mentioned, said that if a person is in a type of a business where he can take stock of his merchandise. It's got big items, can take stock, it's not difficult to take stock. And in today's zamana with this computer system, point of sale and all that, it's so easy to keep stock. Just at the press of the button, the person knows exactly what's his stock on hand. So there's no excuse really to work out exactly what the stock is and to pay the zakat on the stock. However, if a person has got a type of a business, like now the person, you take a haberdashery shop now. Now how are they going to know how many meters of ribbon on that roll and how many buttons in each of those cylinders that they have? And now if they're selling needles, now how many needles they got and how many pins they got. Where are you going to sit to count all these things? So then the fuqaha, they have given a solution that then what the person must do, he must, with imandari he must ask himself that if somebody has to walk into my shop and offer to buy me out, what price will I accept for my stocks? What will I accept? So the figure that comes to his mind, what figure he will accept to sell all his stock to somebody. So he must work his zakat on that figure. Now if he makes the, you know, discounts the figure, Allah Pak knows. He can't fool Allah. He can fool anybody else. Can't fool Allah Ta'ala. So if he discounts the figure, then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will take him to task. So these are few zakat masail. It's very, very important. We must be very, very particular when it comes to paying our zakat. Now imagine one person just tells me just now that in their family there's two widows. Now they think now they're widows. So now they're battling. They got no income. They're widows. But both of them got monies in the bank. Both of them have got a savings, some investment savings, something in the bank. So every year what they do, now this auntie takes out her zakat and gives it to that auntie. That auntie takes out her zakat and gives it to this auntie. So they say, we're widows now, we got no income. So one taking out the zakat, giving it there, the other one is taking out the zakat and giving it here. Couple years ago, there was one lady, she was going house to house. Old lady also, going house to house. And everywhere she goes, she have them out, do one, two things. And then she says she can accept zakat. So our ladies also now, they're giving her, somebody giving 100 rand zakat, 200 rand zakat, like that. She's collecting, collecting. So one day she ended up by one house, and then she's telling that lady that make dua, man. I'm almost got the amount for Hajj now. So that lady is telling her, but you taking zakat, how come? Where you got amount for Hajj? She said, no, all the people, they give me the zakat, so I put the thing away now, I'm almost ready to go for Hajj. See, but then you can't take zakat. You're supposed to be paying zakat. He said, no. If I don't take the zakat, how am I going to go for Hajj? So she's going house to house. Now because they look like bichari, and now we just think every person who looks like a bichari is mustahik to accept zakat. Sometime a person is driving a vehicle, he got a home, everything, he got a business and everything. And he is mustahik to accept zakat. But if that person come forward for zakat, we'll say, no, you got shop, you got house, you got car, what zakat you want to take? But he is mustahik, he can accept the zakat. And on the other hand, the other person look like the bichara, they're walking around, going with a packet in the hand. Now we think because they look like bichara, now they can take zakat. But some of them are supposed to be paying zakat. That is why this zakat masla and this zakat business is a very fragile masla. So in these people, when they come here also, so after doing whatever checks and homework and whatever we need to do, in the end I still sit down with them and I say, look, this is zakat money. You know it's zakat money. Understand it is zakat money. You know your situation. Nobody else knows your situation. So if you are not worthy to accept this money, you tell me you're not worthy to accept this money. And if you saying you are worthy, then Allah Pak is listening to you, I'm going to give it to you. But if you take it and you eat it and you're not mustahik, now we finished do our check, so we're not responsible, but how much can we check? Can we hire a private investigator now, check up on this person, put his name in the computer, see whether you got accounts anywhere and all that. Can we do all those things? We can't do all those things. Do credit checks and all those type of things. We can't do all that. So at the end of the day, it's the person's, his own imandari or her own imandari. So here, today we discuss a few aspects with regards to the dua of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in one hadith sharif, "Ad-du'a'u mukhul ibadah." The dua, supplicating to Allah Rabbul Izzat, this is the essence of worship. The essence of worship. Because what is bandagi? What is worship? Worship is when a person is turning to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Now in dua, He is really showing his ajizi and he is expressing. Physically he is showing his helplessness, and with his tongue also he is expressing his helplessness and he is begging of his Allah. So this is the essence of worship, the essence of ibadat. And we are so fortunate that Allah Rabbul Izzat has made us mu'mineen. So many people, they are crying for hours on end to an idol.